Probably would not change my life very much and make sure all my family was taken care of and then try to do good.
So I want to hit it big and take care of all the family and a lot of the charities that are going on.
Have a big party.
Once it's above like 300, I start playing.
All right, people had different ideas about what they would do if they won the Powerball. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. There are a few winners. One in Minnesota, two in New Jersey. The numbers that were drawn on Wednesday were 5, 25, 30, 58, 59, and the Powerball was 32. The estimated Powerball jackpot money went up to $448 million. So that means they're going to split this money. It may be a group of people, who knows, but regardless, the tickets, they would split it in threes. I don't know. It's kind of a cool thing just to dream about winning the lottery, I guess. Some people can get carried away and take it into sad directions. But for the most part, people who probably never even played the lottery got bought up into the frenzy and bought a few tickets. And now there are some that realize that they are the winner. What I'm always curious about is if they did the quick pick thing and did they buy a whole bunch of lottery tickets or did they just buy one? I love the stories where somebody never gets it, but what the heck? They plunked down $2. They didn't even think about it. They threw the ticket in their drawer somewhere and then they realized, oh man, I won this huge lottery. That would be a pretty neat story. And maybe someone has it. Maybe one of those tickets comes from that vein, and they have the story of a lifetime to tell. Well, what's the story with Russia and the United States? Old news, bad news, no relationship. No relationship. And most of this is because of the NSA leaker, Ed Snowden, who gets asylum by Russia. I think that infuriated Obama, so he canceled that summit with Putin. But I think he needs to be tougher with Putin. Pull out some money, do something different, shake things up instead of taking it in the gut. And I think he took it big time at the hands of Putin, who really controlled that story from the get-go. He knew what he was going to do. He made his plays, and then he embraced Snowden. I hate to hear about these wildfires and tell you about them at the top, but I almost feel compelled since we talk about other horrible things that happen with Mother Nature. And how many of you have ever been caught in a wildfire? If you have, you know how deadly it can be and how dangerous it is. A wildfire raged out of control in the high desert. That's like east of Los Angeles. Two firemen were injured, one civilian, and it forced the evacuations of hundreds of residents. So it would happen at about 2 in the afternoon near a back county road south of Banning. So that, to put it in your mind, the perspective of where is this, it's 90 miles outside of Los Angeles in Riverside County. But a nice area. There's some nice places for horses to run. So it's not immediately clear on some of the specifics of the amount of people, just lots and lots and lots of people were evacuated. 500, and this is why I wanted to also bring this up, 500 firemen were there assisting with the water dropping, by the water dropping planes. They were working to protect the houses, other buildings, and more crews were on the way. And, of course, these crews come from all over the place. There are none as brave as the fire folks. Because how they do that, going into burning buildings, risking their life any time they get a real call from somebody needing help or a neighbor that saw something or whatever it might be, it always sends chills up my arms to hear what the rest of the story is. And that's the rest of the story. I mean, the rest of the story is bravery, is the firemen who come from all over the place because they know and they're there for backup and they go right in, and it's amazing. The workouts alone, I don't know that I could even lift a hose. The front part of it, perhaps, but on my back, walking up 30 flights of stairs or whatever crazy things that have happened, no thank you. Just, it's very difficult. You have to be super, super strong. As you can tell if you just tuned into America Tonight, it's easy to dig your teeth into one simple subject, but with the world that we live in, I think it's much more exciting to address a couple of different things. This, to me, is subtly scary. We have the deal with Putin. Then on August 6th, Japan launches its largest warship since World War II. The naval capabilities now in Tokyo are getting better and better. The destroyer has a huge, I mean, huge flight deck. And a lot of people are starting to look at Japan like, what's going on? Probably their biggest rival is, I mean, their biggest rival is China, maybe. But you think of their pacifist constitution was largely drafted by the to the U.S. after the war, renouncing the use of force for purposes other than self-defense. That means the country has to, as you know, has no offensive arsenal of long-range missiles, aircraft carriers, that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. So Tokyo, ready to be out there strong and proud. And this, it gets a little more twisted too in this story, but we'll leave that for another time. I think people are still trying to get over the shock of Shark Week. And we're hump day. We still have a couple more days to go throughout the rest of the week. Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I hate to give any credence to what Michael Bloomberg has come up with sugary sodas, but I read a story today suggesting that 8% of us have it and don't know it, and better to be precautionary. Cover your face when you go out. Make sure you don't just go get a burn. And for goodness sake, not stay out there in the heat of the day. I don't know why this is, probably closer to the sun. But there's some confusion on that, where some back east will say, well, we can look through a telescope, but you don't see the images that you see when you're at the McDonald Observatory, which is outside of Marfa, Texas. Once again, I digress. All right, coming up, it's by the numbers. Follow the numbers, and it'll lead you maybe to where you want to be. So I've got the numbers next here on America Tonight. Well, we thought we heard the Jaws theme in the background. Nathan, was that a shark that somehow came up and ate some of that time on me? Taking a bite out of it. I think I'm dazed by the bump of a shark. All right, we're going to have fun. We're going to talk numbers next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised.
One of my favorite things to do is count the numbers, add up the numbers. And sometimes they don't add up, frankly. Without further ado, we've already covered the Powerball. We've already covered firemen, 500 plus, and what they're doing for the poor people in California with the wildflowers. They wish it was wildflowers. Wildfires out of control. So we're heading in a different direction for We Can Count. Finally, a smart move by your government. Do you know we have been paying $147 million? Annually, it's as a settlement to Brazil. It's part of a trade dispute over cotton subsidies. So now we've agreed to pay the money to Brazil. We started doing that in 2010, just before that country was set to raise tariffs on hundreds of millions of dollars of American stuff, including cars and pharmaceuticals and electronics and yada yada. So the Agriculture Secretary said he doesn't have the authority to continue payments when the budget year begins October 1st because Congress hasn't yet passed a farm bill or a budget. So I say, bravo, don't do it. Let's save the money. Let's save the money. And the Ag Secretary, Vilsack, met with Brazil's Minister of Agriculture and Foreign Minister. They said they would be watching the farm bill progress in the United States very closely, but didn't give a deadline to avoid retaliation. So that's how it is. We give you the loot, then you retaliate. Progress on the bill slowed. Why? Because conservatives in the House insisted on much bigger cuts to the food stamp program, which has doubled in cost in the last 5 years to what? $80 billion annually. $80 billion we are shelling out in food stamps. They're objecting to the cuts. The Democratic-led Senate is doing the same. So I don't think it's passing. Don't think it's passing. All right, here's another one for We Can Count. Republicans talking about the penny plan, a sequester alternative to the balanced budget. And what does that mean, the penny plan? So here's what the penny plan, I know you're going to answer this question. You just think about it for 1 second, and you're going to get it. This is a smart audience. But just in case, the penny plan would balance the federal budget in 2 years by using just a 1% reduction in spending. They're placing or pitching the pan in the simplest forms or terms. Cut a penny from every dollar the government spends, so that spending will soon equal revenue. They cast the plan as a pick-and-choose alternative to the sequesters across-the-board budget cuts. Makes sense. That's why we'll wait and see if it really happens. Senate sponsors warn that federal spending over the last 11 years has increased from 18% of the country's GDP to nearly 23%. If they don't intervene, somebody doesn't intervene, it's going to go sky high. Maybe up to $25 billion. Ooh, feel the pain. Going to tell a story, have a lot of laughs, everything's good. And then you get slammed with that. Not good. Finally, somebody not afraid to say, hey, we got an accountability problem here. Somebody needs to step to our aid. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, says, listen, Obama is the guy who should be held responsible for the Benghazi cover-up. So Hillary Clinton already appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in January, testified she had no knowledge of a CIA gang running operation in Baghdad. President Obama's National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, they say lied to the Senate in March of the year when he testified that no American records were being collected by the NSA. He also tried to explain by saying that he responded in the last wonderful way. He knew how because the program was classified. It's got to make the people who spy a little bit nervous that so much of this classified stuff is floating around out there. What happens when their names come up? Is killing someone or doing something to move the ball forward. That'll tag them for a long time if that happens. Maybe because there was two cars, it helped. I'm not sure the reason why. But if things had been different, and for example, one of the drivers of the VW Bug, what could have happened there... could have been really, really, really interesting, to say the least. And, you know, as we talk about, and we have talked about on this show, when we talk about numbers and we talk about accountability, one thing that came up in a tweet that I got from somebody at the Pentagon was this, that there's a Libyan ship that carried the largest consignments we talked about of weapons for Syria, that it docked in Turkey, that the shipment weighed 400 tons, and it included SA-7 surface-to-air anti-craft missiles and rocket-propelled grenades. And remember this, the Wall Street Journal reported that the State Department presence in Benghazi provided diplomatic cover for the newly exposed CIA annex. Now, for Hillary Clinton, Is she really going to be, well, if she's subpoenaed, she'll do it, but she's going to be brought back before the House Oversight Committee? Did you have knowledge of the CIA gun running operations in Benghazi? I always thought that went higher. Always thought it went higher. So maybe we'll finally get a clear path, a clear answer to a whole bunch of questions. That'd be good, wouldn't it? I'm all for that. Raise your hand if you're all for that. I see hands going up all over the world. This is a crazy, crazy deal. Sometimes when you're out there on the rubber chicken circuit and you're pumping for votes, you got to do what you got to do, especially for Anthony Weiner. He called his Republican rival Grandpa at an AARP event and says, I'm not apologizing. I'm not apologizing. So Weiner, still hoping to grab that mayoral gig in New York City. Weiner said Wednesday that he made his remarks at the AARP sponsored event for the day before. So just before this debate on Tuesday, Weiner, the former Democratic congressman, was overheard calling candidates George McDonald Grandpa after McDavid, a Republican candidate, rejected Weiner's greeting as to being inappropriate. But nothing changes. So that's the thing. Nothing changes in the end. So did you get that? Anthony Weiner, not apologizing for calling an opponent of New York City mayoral forum Grandpa, but yet he has a list that's deep and wide for things that have to happen, and most of them center around her not making the money, somebody else making the money. Coming up, as promised, we're going to mix in dumb things I shouldn't have done. What are some dumb things you shouldn't have done? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney back at you here on America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Depend on the idea that we're going to be terrorized. And we're going to live our lives, and the odds of people dying in a terrorist attack obviously are still a lot lower than in a car accident, sure, unfortunately. Sure. But there are things that we can do to make sure that we're keeping the pressure on these networks that would try to injure Americans.
All right, are we keeping the pressure on those so-called Al-Qaeda networks that have spawned like nobody's business? That's the president and his appearance on Jay Leno. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. You know we closed down 19 embassies. And in Yemen, the foiled plot to attack ports and oil facilities, now more of this is being flushed out. That was one of the worrisome things. That's why you had several congressmen and senators saying it was some of the worst things they had seen, the timelines connected to plots. And that apparently was one of the big ones, and they were going to happen to two key southern ports as early as this week, believe it or not. Someone from the Yemeni government said that it did not appear that the plot was the terror threat, they say, that prompted the United States to urge Americans to get out of the country, but there's dispute over that. So we act on intelligence information, let's issue a worldwide travel alert, closes a number of embassies and consulates over large areas of the Middle East and Africa this week. And I kept checking the State Department website. It was definitely up there. Not in the beginning, it wasn't. Then all of a sudden, it was flipped up. So I think there is a connection to some of this. Maybe it's not just necessarily security precautions. And then you've got a guy like Michael Chertoff, who really benefits off this whole terror thing, because he was part of the some of the puffer machines, you know, that's what they call them. That's the nickname for the machines that can see through you at the airports and whatnot, and made a fortune off of that. And, of course, he was tangled up in our defense in a high position of the government, as you know. Not too long ago, he says that part of what's happened here and part of the big shutdown is because of some of these prison escapees. Take a listen.
We're talking about battle-hardened terrorists who are now out and about and presumably rejoining their old comrades.
All right, so there you go. I think this is part of it, too. The fact that you had the prison breaks is the scary thing because of some of the information they knew about some of the people that actually got out when we're talking about a couple of areas. The U.S. State Department, rather, said that the U.S. Embassy in Yemen is closed because of the threat that they think absolutely remains. So as of just a day or two ago, two U.S. military transport aircraft landed in Yemen to evacuate American citizens. I mean, it was like, okay, now you're getting out. At first, when I woke up in the morning, I was hitting up everyone I knew at the Pentagon. No. We're not telling the citizens to move. No, we're not telling just ordinary people to get out. And then all of a sudden, it was something rushed them to the exits. Get them out. We got to do it. And so they did. And it makes you wonder with you this misinformation, some information, juicy information, scary information. And you hear the president on an entertainment show like Jay Leno saying that there's much more chance of being hurt or killed in a car accident than a terrorist attack. That's exactly what I think a terror network would want you to think. I mean, you go back to 9/11, we were so asleep at the wheel. If only they could get that to happen again. And I think ultimately that's the goal. Hey, if the land of the free, home of the brave, America, we all love it. We want a piece of it until we don't love it anymore. And we're the Muslim Brotherhood, some of the offshoots of that group, not all of them, but some of them, as you look into their past, the extremist Islamists who, what is the goal? If you don't change, you're out. You're done. I don't think we take it lightly. I don't think so. And even though Yemen says, you know what, we've taken all the precautions to ensure the safety of foreign missions in the capital, how can they even say that 100%? Of course they can't say that 100%. It's a good thing they evacuated the people. Good thing they did that. And then, of course, you have the issue of drones. And who do the drones hit? And what, you know, what was the reaction on the ground? And the message is pretty clear that the Middle East does not want our drones, if possible, in their midst. They do not want that to happen. So six militants were killed in two drone attacks on Wednesday morning. It was the fifth kind of a strike in 2 weeks, the second in a particular area of the province. A local security type official, whatever you want to call him, speaking on the condition to, I want to say it was CNN, speaking on the condition that they would not have their name revealed, doesn't think that any of the people killed were senior members of Al-Qaeda. But can he prove it? Yeah. I mean, the tug of war over the drones and is there collateral damage and what happens if we continue down that path, to me, is such a wash. You've got Yemeni security forces reorganized now over the past 18 months, recapturing swaths, is a great word to use, of territory that was briefly held by others, particularly in the south of that country. Particularly there. It's, to me, to slough it off is worrisome. I'm going to say that I think the more specifics on the threat would have really scared a lot of us, realizing in the past of connecting the dots what, you know, where that leads you. And look what we see, you know. Chertoff, as I mentioned before, benefits off of terrorism, but he's here, he's asked his opinion on what he thinks of what militarily should happen. What should happen? Clearly, what should happen and what we wish would happen are at odds, I think. Very, very different. And all it takes is one slip-up. That's why they want to get the Americans out so fast. One sniper's bullet, one kidnapping, one something to be just a complete disaster. And Yemen is the hornet's nest. You shake out that hornet and stomp on it. That's the only way to guarantee, I think, that you've taken out a chunk of the new faces around Al-Qaeda. The new faces. Speaking of faces, I've got to get this in here. Nidal Hassan, hoping for death, he's saying, in the Fort Hood killings. Hassan, handling his own defense. Now, the backup legal team for him asked to withdraw from active participation in the case, telling the judge that Hassan wanted to be sentenced to death, and that was it. I mean, that's what he's really trying to do here, and then stir up a little controversy, I suppose. The head of the legal team, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Poppy, said that Hassan was working together with the prosecution to achieve a death sentence, but not any longer. You go into the deal business, they're taking something away. Now, Hassan told his family he had been targeted after the Al-Qaeda attacks of September 11, 2001. Investigations that followed up after the killings especially found he had been communicating through email with Anwar al-Awlaki, the Yemeni-American radical cleric, killed by a U.S. drone attack in 2011. The case was first set to begin March 2012, but was delayed, notably over a previous judge, is how it works, previous judge's unsuccessful demand that the beard Hassan has grown while in custody is forcibly shaved. I'm going to say good luck with that one. They did find shells that were already spent, the casings in the room, a couple of pistols, 420 rounds of ammunition. Wow. Pockets lined with paper towels to muffle the sound. So there was a attack that was imminent somewhere. It's just a question. I mean, it's a question of where. We know little bits and pieces. Does it make you feel more secure the more you learn, the more that we're fending this off? Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe a little bit of both. So there you go. Mixing it, rolling it all up in one, like a falafel. Extreme terrorism, shutting down the bases, talking about what has to happen next, and then Hassan and what happens next with him. It's all very bleak. Stay with us.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And I just felt this on the back of my leg, and just as I looked back, he was just finishing his bite and ripping and swimming off, and you could see a piece of my leg in his mouth. My first reaction was, ah! There was an enormous pool of blood around me, and that shark was still swimming all through the blood, sort of looking around for more. I didn't keep my head cool. The Lord kept my head cool, because I couldn't have done it without him.
All right, that's somebody talking about a grisly shark attack, and to look at what he turned into as a result, scary but lucky to be alive. His name is Eric Nori. The idea of Shark Week this time around has to do, I think, a lot with bites. So the Discovery Channel's week that talks about the sharks, do you know the first time they broadcast one was in 1987? It was a week-long series of events and TV programs dedicated to the shark. And that's what you heard there. These people that get on these shows and then they start describing the shark attack, man, there is no way you're getting into, well, I shouldn't say there's no way, but you have to be a special breed to want to get in that kind of water. And some of these attacks happen in really shallow areas. Somewhere where we took the show one time, this was years ago, was the embassy that was along the west coast of Florida. It must have been Tampa, because that makes sense. It would have to be a pretty decent city, I'm thinking. And we ended up doing a show from a place called New Smyrna Beach. And on Shark Week, they always feature it and say, the deadliest shark attacks in America happen here. And a lot of what they're talking about is these surfers who will have a shark bite them in the ankle, and then they just go in, they want to get patched up, and they want to go back out again. Wow. That's either some kind of crazy or some kind of brave. I'm not sure which it is. But, you know, pick your poison. I'm not really quite sure. I am sure of this. I know a lot of people that drive Toyotas, and I've already passed it on to most of them. The Toyota Tacoma pickup, this because of a weird malfunction, it's got loose seat belts. And this came, the pre-tension ones, screws holding the seat belt, pre-tension came over time from 2004 to 2011. So in March, they started to recall other facilities, too. We know where they could put them. And one of them was the cruiser. One of them was a seatbelt that could detach from the works. And the seatbelt mechanisms for the front passengers could break off the mounts if the rear door panel, which houses the lower and best and the best, says that there are things that could happen. So Toyota was forced to extend corrosion warranties and even repurchases. Tacoma pickup from 95 to 2000 and 2001-2004 model years, that covers about 800,000 cars, became the what's happened here, became the home run. And I still say that we're being lulled into such a false sense of security, who knows what that means? Who knows ultimately what we're going to encounter? Frightening to think of. I mean, absolutely frightening. All right, I'm going to rattle off a bunch of things here at the tail end of America Tonight. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So the focus of this hour of America Tonight included Major Nidal Hassan. I hate to give him tons of headlines. He's a nutbag. He's trying to wrap himself in cord, getting out of the death penalty, getting life instead, jibber-jabbering all over the place, listening to what the witnesses have to say, and putting it in a situation, the tournament, where they become... I mean, where it doesn't make any sense, you know, makes absolutely no sense to me. So go figure. As I'm fond of saying, try to pull that apart. Try to make that make sense. It's like a pretzel that unfortunately tied the knot over and over and over and over again. I often say on America Tonight, if you can't jingle us because you're at work, because I get notes from third shifters, the second best thing you can do is go to americatonight.net and click on contact, and boom, you are in. Because even when I do a mailbag segment, I get so much more mail, and some of it is so good. So many of you really you really sit down and you start to think about what it is that infuriates you about traveling now. And would you believe this? I got this from Denzi D, who says, Kate, I know you keep up with this kind of stuff. I think I heard you talk about MLK's dream speech. Did you know that it is the 50th anniversary of that speech, with speeches at the Lincoln Memorial? Nothing like seeing all of those monuments lit up at night. But in all seriousness, can you believe it's been 50 years since that speech? I guess you really look at the footage and you can tell. So how does the president, how does he mark something like that? how does he do it? August 28th is when it happens. It's going to take place in the exact spot where King delivered his famous address on the same day in 1963. Obama will speak about the half century that passed since the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, which culminated with remarks by the Atlanta pastor and civil rights icon. Definitely iconic. No question about that one. Definitely iconic. So it seems as though a lot of people are agreeing on a diminished presidency for a couple of different reasons. And one of them, for knowing the dangers of being near SEALs and SEAL beaches and yet pursuing them, at knowing full well that an attack is almost imminent. Almost. But could happen. I think some of that information I'd rather not know. You know, there's this sort of line in the sand, imaginary or whatnot, that you have to draw yourself. And if you go guns blazing, well, you don't want that anyway. You could make a big mistake. And how many times do people enlist and then they have some really horrific story to tell and they just couldn't cut it? Could not cut it. And men and women I'm talking about too, by the way. Boy, you'd be in great shape after doing that obstacle course. Sometimes I wonder how people even pass all of the exams they take, and it's also bowl-shaped. So when we're talking about this information, getting it back, bouncing it back, we're talking about a giant chunk of information. I mean, I can't even think of the word ginormous, which really is a word. If you go to Webster's Dictionary and look it up, ginormous is the word to pay attention to. That's it. I mean, pay attention to that and start to listen and flip around in a couple of different directions, and you'll get a much better sense of the attitude and the opinions, let's say, the opinions. Coming up in our last hour of America Tonight, we take a look at sports shorts and medical marijuana. The popularity is threatened as there is a massive push to legalize the funny stuff, but it still doesn't have a lot of momentum. Thanks for listening to this hour, anyway, of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.